नारायण नारायण नारायण। श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 9 वर्स 2 लिंक। इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स लॉर्ड कृष्णा मेंशंस द मेरिट्स ऑफ नॉलेज विथ रियलाइजेशन। राजविद्या राजगुह्यम् पवित्रमिदमुत्तमम् प्रत्यक्षावगमं धर्म्यं सुसुखं कर्तुमव्ययम्। दिस नॉलेज ज्ञान विथ रियलाइजेशन इज द सॉवरेन ऑफ साइंसेस एंड मिस्टीरियस and is supremely holy, most excellent, directly realizable, attendant with virtue, very easy to practice, and is imperishable. Comment: Rajavidya, this knowledge with realization is a sovereign science, after knowing which nothing remains to be known. At the beginning of the 7th chapter, Lord Krishna said, after knowing my entire form, nothing else remains to be known. He declared at the end of the 15th chapter, the undeluded person who knows me beyond perishable matter and superior to the imperishable soul knows all. That is, nothing else remains to be known to him. So it seems that greater importance has been attached to the Lord who is endowed with attributes and form in comparison to the other forms, whether manifest or unmanifest, attributeless or with attributes. Rajaguhyam. This is a sovereign secret, because in the world there is nothing more secret than this. As an actor in a play conceals his original identity, similarly, the Lord is not manifest to all. Gita, chapter 7, verse 25. Because men devoid of devotion have a critical spirit, but he becomes manifest to his loving devotees. To disclose his identity is something very secret. Pavitra Midam. This science is supremely holy and is a purifier. By this science, even the vilest of sinners becomes instantly virtuous, that is, holy, and secures lasting peace. Gita, chapter 9, verse 31. In the 10th chapter, Arjun addressed Lord Krishna as the greatest purifier. Gita, chapter 10, verse 12. In the 4th chapter, Lord Krishna declared that in the world there is no purifier like knowledge. Gita, chapter 4, verse 38. And here, he declares knowledge with realization by using 8 adjectives as a purifier. It means that the Lord and his name, form, sport, place, thought, utterance, loud chanting, meditation, and knowledge, etc. are holy and purified. That is, everything of the Lord is a great purifier, which purifies all beings. Uttamam. This science is super excellent because it makes my devotees the most noble. One becomes so noble that I obey him. About those devotees, the Lord declares, they abide in me and I abide in them. Gita, chapter 9, verse 29. That is, by being absorbed in me, they become one with me. Pratyakshavagaman. It is directly realizable. The more one knows it, the more uncommon, unique he becomes. As soon as he knows it, he secures lasting peace. Thus, it is directly realizable. Dharmyam, it is virtuous. All the actions performed for God realization without a desire for fruit are included in virtuous actions. In the second chapter, Lord Krishna said to Arjun, "There is nothing more welcome for a man of a warrior class than a righteous war." Gita chapter 2 verse 31. It means that all actions performed according to one's caste and stage or order of life sanctioned by the scriptures are virtuous. Besides these, all the means for God realization and all divine traits have also been called immortal dharma, righteousness, in Gita chapter 12 verse 20. Avyayam, it is imperishable. The Lord has also said that his devotees never perish. Gita chapter 9 verse 31. Kartum susukham. It is very easy to practice. How easy it is to offer a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, etc. to God by regarding them as his. Gita chapter 9 verse 26. If a devotee offers some things to God, thinking these are his own, the Lord reciprocates them and infinite times more. But if he offers them to him regarding them as his, he offers himself to him. How easy it is! By doing so, he has only to rectify his error. The Lord is easily attainable because he pervades everywhere, every time, in all the persons and things, etc. Whatever is seen, heard, and grasped therein, he pervades. All men are his, and he is theirs. But they, without realizing his real affinity, attach importance to matter, and thus follow a cycle of birth and death. If they pay a little attention to him, they will perceive a singularity in him, and will realize that they have no affinity with nature, but they have very innate relationship with God. Appendix. Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga is Raj Vidya, sovereign science, and Bhakti Yoga is Raj Guhya, sovereign secret. In the fourth and fifth verse of this chapter, Raj Vidya, and in the 34th verse, Raj Guhya, have been specially mentioned. Pratyakshavagaman. It bears direct fruit. Peace is attained by Karma Yoga. Salvation is attained by Jnana Yoga. And love, devotion, is directly attained by Bhakti Yoga. By taking refuge in God, a man directly becomes free from fears, sorrows, worries, and doubts. The realization of the self, which is truth, consciousness, is also direct. Dharmyam. It is not devoid of virtues, but it is virtuous. It is imbued with virtues. Having known it, the human life becomes successful. That is, nothing remains to be done, nothing remains to be known, and nothing remains to be attained. Susukham kartum. It is very easy to practice because God is naturally attained. All is God. It needs no labor. It is mere acceptance. from the viewpoint of Karma Yoga, if the things which are not ours, but which are for others, are used in rendering service to others, what force is needed in it? From the viewpoint of Jnana Yoga, if we get established in the self, what force is needed? From the viewpoint of Bhakti Yoga, if we surrender ourselves to God, what force is required? All these disciplines culminate easily. Avyayam. In fact, this is the imperishable and final entity, beyond which there is nothing else. End of chapter 9, verse 2. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.